Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. We seem to have a lot of viral problems with our lungs lately. Is that due to too many antibiotics, maybe, or power bugs, viruses, these power viruses that are out there, and super bugs, are they called? But whatever the facts may be is that we seem to be having a lot more problems with our immune systems and with overall health. And so what we can do today is we're going to look at what kind of plants can help us with heal our respiratory infections and help with our pulmonary damage. What can we do to help ourselves and help our lungs so that we're going to be able to breathe better? Because once we get a little bit older, trying to kick those colds and trying to kick those lungs back into shape are really tough on our systems. And it's really hard on the rest of our organs when our lungs aren't producing properly, because that's where we get our oxygen, and every organ in our body needs fresh blood and needs fresh oxygen. So we really want to keep our lungs safe and healthy and clean. And so that's why they're always recommending not smoking. Don't smoke. Smoking's bad for you. A lot of people are dying from cancer from smoking. What are we going to do about that? Well, what are we going to do about that is we're going to kind of nudge our friends once in a while when they go to light up a cigarette, and just remind them that you'd like them around a little longer than that smoking hampers the lifestyle, and they're probably not going to be able to run as fast. So just give them a nudge and a reminder that not smoking is a little healthier for their body. They may not always appreciate it, but slowly it's getting in there. Maybe eventually 5 years down the road, your friend's going to stop the habit and say, "Hey, I feel a lot better. Thanks for pushing me with those little nudges for so many years," right? Okay, so let's look at peppermint. Peppermint oil contains menthol, which is a soothing relaxant on the muscles of the respiratory tract, and it also promotes free breathing. So peppermint dried with this menthol and menthone and menthol acetate, it has just small amounts of additional compounds that help with the antihistamine effect. And so this peppermint is fantastic for decongestant and is used in a lot of chest balms and other inhalants that contain menthol to help break up the congestion. And so peppermint is excellent antioxidant and fights those viral bugs that are coming into our lungs. Plantain is excellent, you know, and this is in our yard. And this peppermint also grows wild too. And so this plantain has been used for hundreds of years to ease coughs and soothe irritated mucous membranes. And so this has been used for just years in anti-inflammatory effects. And it just really helps with against the coughs and the colds and the lung irritations, and the mucus production is really going to help kick that, because it's just so hard to live our lives when we're not able to breathe properly. Sage is excellent, and our ancestors use it. We use it. They've used it for the babies. They've used it for themselves. They've used it for our elders and family members. And so sore throats and coughs, sage tea is a traditional treatment for that. And it's rich in aromatic properties, and it's just really fabulous for inhaling the vapors into our lungs and helping us dispense the mucus and the disorders and the issues of our sinuses and our lung issues. And so you can brew a strong pot of sage tea and just inhale that and feel a little bit better yourself. Mullein is a fabulous plant. We have these also growing wildly, and a lot of our things that we talk about are wild right in our own area, and so that you can harvest these yourself. It's excellent for making our herbal extract to help strengthen your lungs. Mullein is used by many people for clearing the mucus out of your lungs, and it helps cleanse the bronchial tubes and reduces inflammation. It's excellent. And you just take it in, you dry it, and you use it as a tea, and you can also use it as a tincture. And it's your choice how you'd like to you can use it. Eucalyptus. We all know eucalyptus is excellent for this because it helps with promote respiratory health and soothe sore throats, and works as a cough suppressant. It fights your congestion and also helps with the irritated sinus passages. And it also contains antioxidants, so it supports the immune system. And during this fight against these colds that we have in our lungs and our other illnesses and viruses. How about violets? Violets, they're my favorite flower. We've talked about these before, that they're so beautiful. And they have so many things that they're helpful for. But one of the best things that they're helpful for is that it helps break up congestion and thins out the mucus. And it's really great for resisting tumor cells. It cuts those right out and boosts them right out of there. It also relaxes your airways and allows for easier breathing. It soothes out the muscles and helps with your cough and colds. And so go on out there and pick yourself some violets, because they are popping up all over right now. This is during the spring and the early summer. We have violets, and violets all summer long, too. How about oregano? It's full of vitamins and nutrients, and it's really excellent for fighting off the bacteria and that we get when we have colds and flus and viruses. So oregano is excellent for this. It's a decongestant and a histamine, so it really helps our lungs. Thyme is excellent also as a lung remedy and helps with respiratory tract infections and then bacterial infections with pneumonia. Thyme is excellent way for us to eliminate these bacteria and viruses that cause these infections. OSHA root. We all love the OSHA root, and that has been used for through history with our ancestors for many things, and one of them is the respiratory. And so we really want the benefits of OSHA root to help us increase our circulation in our lungs, and it helps us take our deeper breaths and helps with the flare-up in our sinuses. It's an antihistamine, and it does help calm our respiratory irritation. So OSHA root is fabulous for our lungs. And do you hear of colt's foot? That is used by our ancestors as well. And so it's going to soothe our mucous membranes. It's going to help lighten up our asthma, our coughs, and our bronchitis, and our lung ailments. And so you can use this in dried form as a tea if you like. And then finally, licorice root is excellent. It's going to help cleanse any inflamed mucous membranes and reduce the irritation in your throat. Helps with bronchial spasms and helps block the free radical cells that produce the inflammation and tightening of the airways. And so this licorice root is really fabulous for the bacterial strains and just kicking them and helping get rid of those right out of our lung infections. And so take all these plants and herbals in for your lung health and live a healthy, free breathing lifestyle. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say me gwich, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.